Welcome to Sleepyhead Stories today.
We love to read books, be silly, and play.
Me and my mommy are here every week to read you great stories that all are unique. Join us at bedtime, or bath time, or breakfast. We promise it's better than a trip to the dentist.
Welcome to Sleepyhead Stories. Shout out time.
Shout out time.
Guys, we've got some shout outs. 3 shout outs. The first shout out is for, I love this name, Esme. And Esme is 6 and a half. She's from the United Kingdom. And one of the books that she loves listening to is Cool Bean.
Cool Bean.
Conchetta likes that book too. Actually, I just ordered from your book fair at your school. Conchetta has a book fair.
Wait, can you do the one?
I ordered The Couch Potato, written by the same author, so we'll see how that one is. So she likes the Cool Bean, and she's listening to the others. Esme, thank you so much for listening to us. I'm trying to get Conchetta to record, but she's running all around, but I think you can probably hear her. So thank you so much, Esme. Next is Riley. And Riley listens to us. She's 5 years old, and she listens to us 24/7. Do you know what 24/7 means?
It means listen to us 20,000%.
It means 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, all the time. She listens to Sleepyhead Stories. And Riley drew us some pictures.
I want to see Riley's pictures.
Let me show you Riley's pictures. I saved them right here. This is me. And guys, if you want to look on our Instagram, I put them on our stories. This is me. Beautiful.
That looks just exactly like you.
It does. And this is you.
Oh, I have such a big dress.
She gave you a dress with stripes. I like it very much.
My favorite pattern is actually stripes.
I know. Actually, Conchetta just wrote about a character in a story she's writing for school, and she wears stripes. Right?
Yeah.
So thank you so much, Riley, for the pictures. We love them.
Can I see it again?
Mm-hmm.
I'm so pretty.
And there's me, and I have blue hair. I used to have purple hair once.
Really?
So close.
What?
Very close, Riley.
Say what now?
In another life before there were children.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
What?
And now our last shout out. We are going to play a recording of it.
Dun, 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 dun.
It's from Mr. Connor, and he was so sweet. He's from New Zealand.
New Zealand!
And he sent us a little video. I'm going to play you the audio now. Thank you so much, Connor. And thank you to all of you.
We love you.
We love you for your fantastic shout-outs. Thank you. All right, guys, welcome back to another episode of Sleepyhead Stories.
I'm going to read the book this time.
Conchetta wants to read this week's book, and what is the title of this week's book?
Snapsy the Alligator and His Best Friend Forever, probably.
Yes. We're reading all about Snapsy the alligator. And this book is written by Julie Falteco and pictures by Tim Miller.
I actually never read this book in a long time, so I'm going to be surprised by a lot of stuff.
Okay. Me too. I forget too.
So let's see the book.
Okay, here we go.
Snapsy the alligator was the most interesting reptile in the whole world. He was taller than the largest tree. He delighted crowds at the
Jamboree.
And once he jumped over 23 guards on his scooter.
Whoa.
He's my very best friend. Thanks, but I think you're exaggerating.
Yeah, so he's a chicken. The chicken is saying he's his best friend. Mm-hmm.
He's holding a sign that says, Snapsy, number one BFF. We met at a party and now we do everything together. Actually, I'm going into town to run errands by myself. The chicken says, wouldn't it be more fun to have a friend's disco bazanga?
Bonanza.
It's a weird word. And when we get tired from all this dancing, we can have a sleepover. It's 10 o'clock in the morning. Snapsy the alligator led his very best friend in a conga line all the way to the library. I have to stop at the library to return these books. Bonk, bonk, bonk. Perfect. We need to plan our best friend's sleepover. The art of the sleepover. I prefer quiet evenings alone. I want to check out the new smooth. Okay. Snapsy the alligator, who only occasionally stayed at home by himself, set off to plan for a night of a fun with his best friend. I want to check out the new smoothie place. Smoothies are for a morning of boring. Let's stop for popcorn, scary movies. Wait.
So Snapsy wants to get a smoothie, and the chicken says, smoothies are boring. Let's stop for popcorn and scary movies.
Oh, I thought the alligator was saying that, but then it was like, what?
No, the chicken wants to do something more exciting.
Super duper mart. You know what else is fun to do at a sleepover? Wear pizza on our heads. Wait, what? What? I'm just here to buy vegetables.
Yeah, the chicken wants to go crazy and have a big party.
Stuff is in his cart.
Yep, he bought the whole store, I think. In the shopping cart. And Snapsy's just looking at him like, I'm just here to buy vegetables. What is going on?
And the guy's like, yeah.
Yep.
Now we do what best friends do. Let's play
Pinochle.
Pinochle. What's that? Here are the hats. Braid my hair. How? I did not agree to any of this. Sure you did. I'm your BFF. No, you're not, dude. There's a t-shirt that... You can tell we're BFFs because we have these shirts. Who's Bert?
So the one shirt says Snapsy and the other shirt says Bert.
So his name is me. I am. Oh, you never asked. You never told me you had a name.
Oh, never asked his name.
Aww. Now, do you want to sing karaoke with me? Not really. Do you want to put on temporary tattoos with me? Definitely not. But this is what happens at a sleepover. I did not ask to have a sleepover. I like sleeping by myself. I did not ask for a best friend. I invited you to one party and you never left. All the other guests went home weeks ago, and you're still here. So you don't want to wear matching pizzas on her head? I do not. I see. I guess I'll go then. I'm sure I can find another best friend somewhere. Thank you. Now I can read in peace. Oh, he got the window. Then again, I've always wanted to try painting. Maybe I'll have a snack. Oh, for heaven's sake. Oh, hello. I happen to be in the neighborhood. I have something for you.
So they got into a little argument, right? Because Snapsy said, I didn't sign up for any of this.
I didn't sign up for nothing.
And Bert the chicken left and said, oh, okay, I'm sorry. But he never really left. He kind of just hung out outside of his house.
Yeah, because he really wanted a best friend.
Yeah, and then Snapsy started to try to find stuff to do in his house, like read a book or get a snack. And then he felt bad and he started to write a letter. So let's see if we can see what the letter says.
I have something for you. I do turns out.
What does the letter say here?
Bert is invited to Snapsy's BFF sleepover.
Oh, Snapsy decided to invite him.
I'll have to reschedule my swim lesson, but only if you want to. I do turns out it's more fun with you around. I get that a lot. I bet. I brought you this gift.
Pears.
Peaches, pineapple pizza for smoothies and to eat. To wear on my head? Thank you, Bert. I do love smoothies and pizza. Oh, Jesus.
Oh, wow, the house is a mess.
And Snapsy the alligator and his BFF forever had a lovely evening doing the things that best friends do. They had such a wonderful time that they decided Bert should move in. Oh, jeez.
Oh, boy.
They sing karaoke.
Oh, so look what happens.
What does that say?
Bert's Schleppmobile.
What is a...
So Bert decided to move in and he drove the moving truck right up to Snapsy's house. And what does Snapsy say?
What? Wait, what is he doing that?
Because he's like, we're such good friends, we need to live together now. And Snapsy's like, wait a minute, this is just a sleepover. Get it?
I get it.
The end.
But didn't he say he's going to move in?
Yeah, but I don't think Snapsy wants him to.
But why would he say it when he doesn't want him to?
No, Bert said it, not Snapsy. Very good job reading.
Thank you.
Great job. Guys, I hope you enjoyed Snapsy the Alligator and his best friend forever. Good job, Conchetta.
That's our new theme song.
Every so often, Conchetta asks to read, so she was in the mood today to read and record. All right, guys, we hope you enjoyed it. Have a great day or a great night, and we'll talk to you.
This is going to be our theme song.
In the next episode. Beautiful.
Kind of like a trombone.
Thank you for listening to Sleepyhead Stories.
Yes, guys. Thank you for listening to this episode of Sleepyhead Stories. Please keep sending in your shout-outs. And remember to subscribe to this podcast so you get notifications every time we release a new episode.
Please do.
Please do it. All right, guys. Thank you so much for listening. Have a great day or a great night, and we will talk to you in the next
episode.
High five.